Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The Astros, 2.5-game lead in the AL West. Fun to see Seattle kind of backsliding early this year. That's nice. And meanwhile, the Texans, 2-time division winners in the AFC South. I pulled this from the text line on Friday, Seth. I said, you know what? That's a good topic to kick around. Astros and Texans are in very similar situations right now where they are, I think they're both sitting sort of in the same tier of their respective sports. I don't think either is viewed as a favorite to win the championship, but I think they're both viewed, if they get into the playoffs, maybe as teams that you don't want to face, like they'd be difficult for a variety of reasons, that sort of thing.
I think, I think if you look at the AL wild card standings, You look at the Guardians a half game out, and the Astros are not even in the wild card conversation because they're division leader right now. It feels like a little bit of a disparity there. The Guardians are very similar to the Astros in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of just what's their overall competitiveness.
Right. And so you got the Astros in the AL West, 2.5 games up on the Mariners, and then after that, it's three teams that are just not very good. It's the Rangers, who have been just a mess lately. And then the Angels and the Athletics are, I know the Angels are hovering around 500. Mike Trout's healthy, whatever. It's not a good team. They're 30-34. And the Athletics, I mean, they're an orphan team playing in a minor league ballpark that's just not good at baseball right now. They're 26-41. That's a bad division that's going to keep the Astros in the conversation all year, even if the Astros falter. And I think similarly, the AFC South, is not a lot of threats to the Texans there as well.
If you look at the Astros right now, with that record, they'd be fourth in the AL East and fourth in the AL Central.
Right.
It's not apples to oranges when it comes to football, obviously. But there is, that benefit of, man, all right, if you can just take care of business versus your division, then you're a playoff team, et cetera, et cetera. But how are you doing against, like with the Texans last year, how are you doing against the genuinely good teams? Are you passing the tests? And there are a lot of times last year where they fell drastically short against the Ravens or against the Vikings or what have you.
So which division, like of the two teams, which division do you feel less threatened by right now?
I feel I think the AFC South I feel less threatened by.
You do?
The AL, I mean, for one, just because obviously the quarterback has an outsized effect in the NFL. There's no position in baseball that's quite like the quarterback in football. And we don't even know who the Colts quarterback is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Trevor Lawrence has a lot of potential receiving threats. One bona fide receiving threat, and then whatever Travis Hunter becomes.
Yeah.
But it's still all an unknown. With the AL West, like, we know that the Astros are not the golden era Astros, and we just quite also don't know what the Mariners are or what the Rangers are.
I take the AL West less seriously. I just don't take the Mariners seriously. After the way they choked away that lead last year, and the way, like, they had a 10-game lead they choked away by the All-Star break to the Astros. And so even when they were a few games in front of the Astros this year, I'm like, all right, well, this isn't a great version of the Astros, but I just feel like it's a matter of time. Like, this Seattle team is just so, they're just so toothless. And then the rest of the division is so bad. Like, the Rangers falling off the map kind of since winning that World Series, that felt like the expectation. Like, okay, this is finally going to be a period of time for more than a year or two where the Astros and the Rangers are on that same level and they're battling it out for the division, and the Rangers just haven't held up their end of the bargain. I'm more concerned that maybe the Colts or the Jags get average QB play and can hang around with the Texans in a 17-game season. There's a lot more variance built into a 17-game game season than there is 162 games.
Let me tell you something, Sean, that maybe hits you where you like to be tickled. So if we look at the World Series odds of winning the World Series this year, and this is where I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Yeah. You're wrong.
Okay.
And is that the Astros currently, at least according to FanDuel, are 7th favorite to win the World Series.
Are they really?
The Mariners are 8th.
Mariners are 8th, okay.
Yeah, and when you go to the Super Bowl odds, I think the Colts might be the next down in line after the Texans,
yeah.
But they're like 20th or so.
This is totally based on just my personal feelings about the Mariners. I am not disregarding those odds. I get them. I understand where they come from. I understand the thought behind them. I feel differently about the Mariners than the odds makers do. I'm curious, who are the teams that are ahead of the Astros right now on that odds board? Do you have it in front of you still?
Yes. The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Tigers, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Cubs.
Okay. Oh, the Cubs. That kind of hurts a little bit.
Right over the Cubs, right ahead of the – now, the Cubs, listen.
Cubs are good this year.
We win versus Cubs fans as long as the Cubs don't win the World Series.
Correct.
And Kyle Tucker signs elsewhere
in
free agency.
Yeah.
As great a year as Kyle Tucker is having, we can still – no matter what Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman do – if those teams don't win the World Series, and we can feel pretty good about the Red Sox not winning, but if neither of those teams win the World Series and Bregman opts out or Kyle Tucker chooses to go elsewhere in free agency.
I would even tell you that if the Cubs are forced to pay Kyle Tucker to keep him, like a 12-year, $600 million deal or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when Vladimir Guerrero Jr. got his $500 million deal, the first name everybody brought up, I know they don't play the same position, but the first name everybody brought up was Kyle Tucker because he's thought to be the next guy for disregard position, the next guy who's going to be getting $500 million. I don't think having to give a guy $500 million over 12 years is necessarily a win.
Yeah.
Long term, I think those are bad contracts.
Especially when you're on a team that is notorious for not wanting to pay a guy like Kyle Tucker.
Yeah,
right. That's the Astros obviously are notoriously not going to pay Kyle Tucker either, but they've done a better job of it. And so if you go to the AFC South and look at Super Bowl, so the Mariners are one notch below the Astros when it comes to winning a World Series. If you go to the Super Bowl, Tennessee Titans 28th.
Yep.
Colts 25th.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars 24th.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a fair counter argument right there, my friend.
Texans are 12th.
They're 12th.
So there's just a huge gap between the expectations of the Texans compared to the rest of the division. Whereas with the Astros, there's just much more parity.
It is interesting though, the Texans are lower on the board than the Astros are. I think it says a lot about the Astros' pedigree. The Texans were like 6th this time last year. It was after they made the Diggs trade, and
I think there are a lot of people. I'm guessing that you know how to look this stuff up. I'm guessing the sharps who don't typically bet the futures anyway.
They don't bet right. That's what's
if the sharps did bet the futures, I bet they'd be more bullish on the Texans.
They probably see value. Yeah, they probably see value in the Texans. If they were forced. I'm proud of you, man. Like that's like when you brought up the sharps right there. You're like sharps actually probably wouldn't bet the futures. I'm like that's exactly what I was gonna say. That's so true.
Rangers are 12th favored to win the World Series right now.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna lose track and not be able to count if I scroll any further down.
The Angels and A's got to be way down the list.
So yeah, I think the top of the division is just much more. Is just much more competitive right now than when you look at the AFC South.
Yeah. No, it's I'm probably in the minority, I would guess, than when it comes to who's living in a better world, the Texans or the Astros for sure. Text message, bad division or not, I believe the Astros have the third best record in the AL. How does that happen? I think this texter's right, Seth. I think the Astros have the third best record right now in the AL.
I don't think so, because I just said that they'd actually by.
No,
by
I think you might have been wrong.
I was.
I think so.
Me?
Yeah. They're 30.
Sethers?
They're 36-29. Minnesota's 35-30.
Gosh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
you're 100% right. I must have been looking at an old standing somehow.
Yeah.
I apologize to everybody.
That's
okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's okay.
What an idiot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna self-flagellate after I get off this show
here
today.
Don't do that.
I was egregiously wrong. I don't know why I didn't catch myself even as I was saying that. I apologize to everybody.
I saw text earlier about the third best record. I'm like,
you're 100% right.
I'll wait till the break to look it up. Yeah.
No. Shut me down next time I do something that's stupid.
Okay. All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. All right, new name on the market at a position where I think the Texans should kick tires on this guy. They're certainly kicking tires on Nick Chubb, the latest on that. We've got that coming up next in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.